Hi, I'm Terry Griffith. I'm here with my co-host Steve Boghetti, and we're Bark Radio.
Hey, Bark Radio listeners. Well, it's a lovely pollen-soaked day here in central Virginia.
Yes, it is.
We're doing the best we can with it, trying to breathe, scraping yellow yuck off of everything. But we've got stuff about dogs, you know, all about dogs. Terry, what are we talking about first today?
Well, I saw a neat story about one of Michael Vick's former pit bulls named Hector.
I love this stuff.
He just got certified as a therapy dog.
Yippee!
Yeah, that's
Go
pretty big
Hector.
Stuff.
You know, there have been so many happy endings for those dogs.
Yeah, there really has. And anybody that thinks that a dog can't be rehabilitated needs to take a look at all those dogs.
Absolutely.
Because they're all doing very well.
It's fabulous.
Yeah, and we actually have one of them here, Gracie. Not in the studio, but Gracie's in the area.
Have I ever met Gracie?
Yeah, you met her.
At RAL.
Yeah. Yeah,
oh,
at the
that's
big
right.
Dog
that's
event.
Right.
Gracie with a little.
So hopefully we'll get to meet her again this year, because Richmond Animal League's fundraiser is coming up here in Richmond, Virginia, and that's in May, I think.
I can't keep
it's
track.
It's coming soon.
Yeah, it is soon.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
I'm sure Gracie will be there. But
can't,
well, another sweetheart.
Oh yeah, I mean these dogs are fabulous, and that they can go through so much at the hands of humans, so much bad, but then understand.
And get over it.
Yeah, unlike people. They can get over it. They can understand that their new people are full of love and just want to take care of them. And how it's just all good.
It is good. It
good,
is
good,
it's
good
neat
happy
stuff.
Ending, happy endings. Oh, and I got to tell you, speaking of RAL, I started volunteering there a little bit and as a trainer. And there's a young lad there named Amos, little mixed breed guy, probably about 45 pounds, I'm going to say. Most of it head.
A little top heavy, isn't
it? Yeah, a little bit. Cute as can be, sweet as can be. These wonderful folks at RAL have just kind of given me the go-ahead to work with a dog from time to time to see if we can temperament test, train, and then possibly find a job for one of their dogs every now and again. And I would love for Amos to be the first. I've been over there. I went over and did the interview with the folks last week. This week I worked with Amos one day. I'm going to try and get over there 2 days next week, get him out in the world. He does great there.
Mm-hmm.
He's not kennel stressed at all, which
That's
is pretty cool. Amazing.
Yeah.
But I want to see what he's like when you take him out to the mall and that kind of thing. And anyway, just cross your fingers, folks. I'm so hoping to be able to pull these throwaway dogs from time to time and give them jobs. And
I think it's awesome. Yeah. And you and I have talked a lot about that. I mean, that's a phenomenal program.
Mm-hmm.
The idea behind it,
we'll see what we can do with it. Oh, it's
special.
so special. And I was talking to some therapists over at the Veterans Hospital yesterday when Murphy and I went for a visit, and a therapy dog visit, and I'm like, you know, guys, tell me if I'm wrong, but aren't there an awful lot of people you see, these veterans that come through here, who could use these dogs? And, you know, of course they agree. There's just no program in place that's going to get enough dogs to enough vets fast enough. So we'll see if we can put a tiny, tiny little dent in it.
Well, I think it's a great program.
Yeah.
I support you. I'm preaching to the choir here.
Well, yeah, man. So anyway, it's just fun, and I want to let folks know I'm doing it. It's just a blast going over there. All right, so what else?
Well, our listeners may have noticed we lagged a little bit.
Oops.
Yeah.
Did we go MIA?
Yeah, we kind of did. Yeah, I don't know what happened. No, I know what happened. I just don't know how to explain it. But so Dee and I have had some conflicts with our schedules. Maybe an understatement. And part of that at least most of that actually is probably because I started a new job.
Yikes.
Yeah.
And it's not with dogs.
It's not with dogs, so it's interfering with my dog stuff.
Oh.
But I'm glad I got the job.
Well, yeah.
That's good. Money's always nice. But it has complicated our recording schedules.
Right. So be patient with us.
We're working it out. We think we've got it down again, so you'll start to see us back in our normal routine.
Mm-hmm.
At least most of the time.
Yeah. It's just like, bear with us, guys. Life is just so crazy. And Terry working a full-time job, and I'm just kind of like here, there, and everywhere 7 days a week.
Yeah.
But we're going to do our best, and if we have to, heck, we'll just start recording at 3 a.m. twice a week, you know?
Well, that ought to be an interesting episode.
Since we're we're both, what are we, both morning people?
Morning people, yeah.
It could be dangerous. So anyway, thanks for hanging in with us, guys, and just stay tuned.
Yeah, yeah, bear with us.
Yeah, man.
The other thing that we started doing was theme-based episodes. So we did one for St. Patrick's Day.
And we missed one.
And we missed Easter because of the schedule stuff that we couldn't
get straight on. No bunny ears on the dogs. Bummer, man.
I know, but I did have one interesting Easter tidbit I wanted to share.
So Terry was researching this because we were going to do a special show. Yeah. So this one's really cool. Tell him, Terry.
I was trying to find out if there was dogs mentioned in the Bible. Mm-hmm. And there is one. The greyhound is actually mentioned.
That blows my mind. I had no idea.
I had no idea either. And I didn't think that based on where, you know, the Bible kind of came out of, that the greyhounds were around that area, frankly. But
apparently
there's a reference
they were.
To it. So.
It would be kind of fun at some point to just go back to, I guess, drawings from the time to see if that greyhound looks like our modern greyhound.
Yeah, I would bet it's different.
Yeah, I would bet it is too. Most of the really ancient breeds that aren't around anymore, or that are around anymore, they've changed a lot over the decades.
Inbreeding, crossbreeding,
right,
manipulation.
Making newer, better, when they were fine to start with. But that's a whole other episode.
Okay, and we're back. We had a little problem there.
Yeah.
Didn't mute the phone.
Minor malfunction, but yes, we are back.
We're back.
And Terry's been telling me about the continuing agility classes for Suri and Sparky. And again, we're kind of following this behaviorally, and it's pretty interesting. So update the folks, Terry.
So, and I did mention this when we first started getting back into agility, that Suri was not quite as interested as she was. She's improved, but she gets bored pretty easily and wants to just go play.
Remember, she's a young cattle dog.
Yeah. And one of the things that the instructor actually did say is we need to slow her down on the ramp.
Good luck with that.
Go a little too fast across
it. Yum, airborne.
If she had wings, oh, Lord.
You'd be in real trouble.
But Sparky is doing phenomenal. He has just picked it up and loves to do it.
Now, guys, remember, this is a mixed breed. Terry and Vicky had Sparky for a little over a year.
Yeah, 15 months maybe.
And he's not a young boy.
No, he's about 7.
And so this last year, when you introduced it, was brand new to him. And he'd been in rescue a lot of his life.
Most of his life was spent at the rescue facility, so
and
no training.
So all of a sudden, you've introduced this fabulous sport to him, and he's having a blast with it.
Yeah, he is really a superstar, because his eye contact to me and the commands, he just gets it. It all seems to click with him. I don't know why. I mean,
just, who knows why?
Boom.
But isn't that cool?
Yeah. He does really, really well with it. So, and he loves it. I mean, just thrives on it. His excitement level goes way up. But he's still well behaved, but you can see he's just like,
he's a twitching. It's
ready
my
to
time.
Go. Yeah.
Woohoo! Party time. Well, that's so cool. So now, I guess, what, maybe herding, back to herding for Miss Suri?
Probably do some of that just for fun during the summer for both of them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Suri likes to play. So she likes the equipment, but she doesn't necessarily like the structure. And there's too much waiting for the other dogs to get done when she could show them how to do it faster.
Miss Suri, you devil dog.
Yeah.
But that's pretty interesting, and you're getting that new game, too, that fast game for the backyard.
Yeah, the lure course.
Yeah, so is that going to be this summer, too?
Oh, yeah, that we're about halfway through the build time, so you have to order them because they don't have them pre-made.
Got
so
it.
I've ordered it, I put my deposit on it, and sometime in the next 3 weeks or so, I expect to hear that it's shipping.
So, guys, we're going to film I think we should film the very first time you let Suri do it. I want to see what she does. I think it would be such a hoot to film.
Like a rocket.
Woohoo! Party time! Oh, man. Actually, I need to bring Cody over because she's quite a sprinter, too.
You should.
Yeah, my yellow lab is. Now, she can't do it for any length of time. She's always had. It seems to me that she has diminished lung capacity, and I may be wrong, but it seems that that's been there for her whole life. So she can, I mean, off the mark. I've never seen a faster lab. She just can't do it for any length of time. But I bet she would really enjoy this, too.
Yeah. You might as well. I mean, we'll have the equipment, bring it over,
and then
the dogs.
And then there's...
You can bring Piglet.
All right, okay, update. Piglet is a reference to our foster dog, and I don't really, I don't know if we've talked about her.
We did talk about
okay.
Nani. Yeah.
Well, Nani is doing beautifully. We can't take weight off of her too quickly because it's unhealthy, just like for people. But you can see in her body shape that it's starting to come off, and she's just joyous. She's such a hoot. She came to us morbidly obese as a foster from Lab Rescue, and what that means is a 122-pound dog on what should be a 75 to 80-pound frame. And but she's eating healthy. She's exercising. She can run. That little fat girl can run. It's pretty darn amazing, you know? And I saw something really magic the other day. The way that she lays on her belly sometimes struck me. Murphy, my 90-pound chocolate lab, lays with his legs behind him. We call it frog dog.
Yeah. Sparky does frog dog too. Yeah.
Well, I saw Nani doing a half frog because she was too fat to do a full frog, so she had one leg back. And my comment when I saw it was, I really thought that's what she would do if she could, if she weighed less. And I saw her do it the other day. Now, she didn't stay that way a long time because it's probably still uncomfortable for her, but I think she's going to be a mistress of a frog dog when she gets all that weight off. So, nice. You know, guys, if you've got an obese dog, fix it. it's so unhealthy for them. And so we're kind of, what we're doing for her diet, and this is, you know, if you want to get weight off your dog, it's something you can think about. She gets 2 cups of food morning and evening, but half of that each time is dog food. The other, and it's a really healthy dog food, but the other half is fresh vegetables and fruit. Thank you, Terry, for getting me in on that stuff, you know, that raw diet thing. And so far, Nani hasn't met a fruit or vegetable she doesn't like. We mix it up. She gets green beans and broccoli and cauliflower and carrots and sweet potatoes and apples and bananas and pretty much anything I can think of, and she just loves it, and you can see such a difference in her. So
it does make a lot of difference.
It really
I mean,
does.
You start feeding a better quality food and mixing veggies in there,
and the weight's just melting off of her. One of these days I'll be able to take her out into the world, but I have to wait until she can get in my car. Poor thing. The first time when I brought her to my house, I asked her to put her feet up on the back of my Scion. My Scion is not that high off the ground. That child could not get that hind part of hers up, and I almost couldn't. I swear to you, I went, whoa, this is the heaviest half a dog I've ever tried to lift in my life. So I just kind of got under her with my shoulders and hoisted, and she got up, but I don't want to do that again. So we're waiting until she gets a little weight off, and then we're going to test her for the CGC, so she gets her canine good citizen certification, and go from there.
Cool. Now, you can try to test her this month at the one I'm taking Sparky to? Or
I don't know.
Depends.
If she's ready, but we may try it, because our friend Paul said he'll handle her for me. He said, do I get to meet her first? I said, yeah, probably.
Probably best. Yeah.
Yeah. But she has basic obedience skills, and she's very acquiescent. She's like, whatever you want me to do, I'll do it. So that she could go on record as the pudgiest dog to ever pass her CGC. I'm not sure that that's anything to be proud of, but, you know, whatever. We get them when we can.
Exactly.
You know? But yeah. Yeah, we're doing CGC testing this month.
Yeah.
I forgot all about
weeks,
it.
Isn't it?
Yeah, man, that's going to be pretty fun.
I'm ready, because we're going to test them both.
We'll see who does what.
See who does what. I'm optimistic that Sparky will make it, and I think Suri has a chance.
Depends on the kind of day she's having.
Yeah,
probably.
We're going to work her hard. She's
going to
be
tired.
One tired baby.
Tired, good dog, good dog. Yes, yes, yes.
Because she has the smarts, she just might not always have the control.
Right. Absolutely. So. And I think Paul is probably going to test his baby Noof, just to run him through it.
Doesn't hurt anything.
Yeah, Noah's huge. I think he's 6 months old. Maybe not even yet.
He's a pretty boy.
Oh, my gosh. This Newfoundland, I think, is bigger than Murphy. He's huge. He's going to be the biggest one they've got. They've got 5 Noofs, guys. And so far, 2 of them are registered therapy dogs and more on the way. It's just good stuff. We hang out with really cool dog people.
Yeah. Yeah, we do.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's half the fun.
Yeah, man. I kind of did a survey of my own, of my world the other day, and there aren't any non-dog people in it. So I think I'm in a really good place in my life.
Yeah, I don't have time for non-dog people.
If they don't get it, if you're not willing to come to my house and know you're going to leave with dog hair on you.
And spit.
That's right, and spit, and drool.
Kissed, yeah.
That's right. All right. Anything else, Terry? Is that good for today?
I think that's good for today.
All right. Y'all have a great one.
See you guys.